Westbrook Auburn Studios. It's Ray Richardson on WLOB 100.5 FM.
It is 8:37. You're listening to 100.5 FM. Thanks for joining us this morning on a beautiful snow-covered morning here in the great state of Maine. We are live in the Rowe Auto Group, Westbrook Auburn Studios. You can find out more at RoweAutoGroup.com. By the way, if you need that four-wheel drive, they are ready and available to help you get it. Joe Laughlin is here along with Roxy, not Roxanne, Roxy Sugar, and they are part of the New England Made Giftware and Specialty Food Show happening this weekend right up the street at the Portland Sports Dome. Unfortunately, it's not available to the public. It is a buyer show. You need to register and present two forms of trade ID. You can do that by going to nemade.com. Thanks for being here, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Appreciate you being in, hanging around. You know, we're doing a little extended coverage with you.
What a fun way to start the morning.
Well, it's, you know, I get to start it this way every day.
I love it.
It's a wild and crazy time. What's that?
Not with us.
Well, but, you know, hey, it's fabulous. It's fabulous. And as I often say, the conversation off the air was probably better than the conversation on the air, which is the way it usually works around here.
I think we're hitting it both.
No, I think you're doing great, but we had very interesting conversations off the air as well. So first thing, let's go to your website. What is your website?
Oh, thank you. Well, we have two, actually. One, the core for the clothing is angelrocks.com, and that's one word, angel, angelrox.com. Our second website is for our stores, and also tells a little more about our charitable contributions and things we try to do for the local community, centered around Biddeford. Excited to make that expand and grow. And that is sugar, sugr.co, so sugar.co, or sugar.me for Maine. And both of those will take you there.
Wow, you got a bunch of places to go to find you.
We're trying to be available.
Joe, what about you? What's your website?
LachlansIrish.com, and also I'm associated with HotSauce.com, which distributes all over the country. And then that was for retail. And then for wholesale, HotShots.com for wholesalers.
So Hot Shots?
Yeah, it's HotShots.com. And that's a wholesale distributor. So I've had
it sounds like a tequila company.
they probably do that too. I mean, it's the number of different types of barbecue sauces, steak sauces, hot sauces, et cetera, are phenomenal. So I've had people in Chicago, my cousins call me up and say, "Hey, we saw your stuff in the store." I go, "How? That's impossible." And it was because of that, the wholesale.
Oh, that actually makes sense. You know, Chicago, I could see an Irish steak sauce in Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm getting a little expansion.
Yeah, that's good.
So it's available in a couple of places.
So you're in all the Hannafords around here, and you're in 13 Whole Foods.
Yeah.
And what's your goal? What are you hoping
for? Well, my goal is to get into a journey because it's, you know, still new to me. I've only been doing it for like 5 years. So I'm trying to get into regions. So, for instance, a wholesale region of Whole Foods, the New England region, and Hannaford, too. And also, I'd like to get into Market Basket and some other big companies, and hence, you know, the show, so I can expose myself to that and move into, you know, I'm still on the cusp of it's a hobby almost. I got to move into the next realm, so I'm trying to do that next.
Well, we have executives from Hannaford who listen to the show, so
great.
Maybe, if they're listening right now. I can tell you right now, folks, you know I love food. It's obvious by my appearance, It's a doggone good steak sauce. I really enjoy it. Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely.
I can't wait to taste it.
Yeah.
Well,
you're
going
to love it.
You get a bottle, too.
Are you going to be having food at the show?
Well, you know what? I used to cook, and it's really labor-intensive, and it's hard to maintain everything at right temperature. So what I do now is I just take a little piece of bread and a little sauce, and you get a much better, a taste of it. And it's a bold start. It's a red wine vinegar base, and then it expands into a lot of different flavors that emerge. But the good thing about – one of the many good things about Lachlan's Irish is that it doesn't overtake your meat. It's not like A1. It's only 2 grams of sugar, and it enhances the food product. So that's the biggest difference.
And that makes a lot of sense. Plus, with A1, if you put it on the grill,
that's all you're tasting.
Well, it'll burn if you have the heat really hot because of all the sugar in it.
That's right.
So if you have small sugar content, your sauce won't burn. And, it's nice to get it to caramelize if you have the heat really hot. But if you get it too hot, it'll burn and ruin the meat.
And not to besmirch A1, but
any of the sauces.
It's mostly sugar. That's all you taste. So you don't taste your steak or your swordfish or whatever you're eating. Yeah. So this enhances your product.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
I just love that you said it was your grandmother's recipe.
Yeah, my grandmother's recipe.
And just how much of an inspiration grandmothers are.
Yeah.
I know that's where mine all came from. Is two of my grandmothers taught me how to sew at 8. I was hooked.
Wow.
And done and committed since then. And our corporation is named after one of them.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, BPG, and that's a guiding, keep us in our happy place.
Oh, that's nice.
Kind and sweet.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right about that. I mean, we have 4 children, and all of our children, except my oldest, which is named after me, and I'm named after my father, so he's the third. But our other 3 children all have our grandmothers, her grandmother and
That's
my 2
awesome.
Grandmothers, in their names.
Yeah.
Because you're right, they're just guiding inspirations.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
So it's a good, and I love
here
it. When,
or with us just
absolutely.
In spirit. It's
absolutely.
All the same. Yeah.
I love it when people come in and talk about, how their family inspired them to do things. Because, in this society, and I'm not getting political here, but in this society, sometimes the family gets diminished. And when that happens, our society's worse off. So when people talk about the inspiration of their father or their grandparents or whomever it is that's part of their family, I think those are great things.
I think that's what we love about Maine so much is it's a real family-oriented state. What brought us here is family. That my father-in-law had retired here. This was our haven from New York. Once we had our son, we wanted a better life for him than, pushing him around the streets of New York. It, as he said at 5, he's like, it stinks, and it does from a stroller's perspective. Not fun. So coming up here is just so great. Now we have this extended family, and we've even have more family migrating to be with us and join us part of the business from L.A. and across the country, So
yeah, you
really
were mentioning
fun.
You do shows around the country, Las Vegas.
We do a lot of trade shows. The key ones are New York, Atlanta, Vegas.
Javits in New York.
Oh yeah, good old Javits.
Wow.
And,
good
old Javits. And but I have to say, of all the trade shows, New England Made is one of our favorites. We just did one Acre in Philly, which is all American product. That was really awesome. But from a management perspective, New England Made is the sweetest, family run, awesome trade show. They actually give so much deference, love, and respect to the vendors as who paves their way.
Right.
And it's unheard of. None of the other trade shows do that. They are just beautiful beyond belief. We love them.
I agree with you. Steffa has become a good friend over time. Steffa Normanis and her family.
She's so sweet.
Her whole family's involved. Her kids park the cars.
They're right there in Saco, New York.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And they're just
it's
at the show.
Effort.
They're present.
Yeah.
It's not like they have a big staff.
No.
That is that's
their
it.
Hands
they're
on
there.
And full of gratitude.
Yeah, it's a really,
great.
I agree with
I'm
you.
I'm looking forward to it. Yeah.
Yeah, we've been doing this. That's right. This is your first time.
Yeah.
We've been doing what we're doing with you guys. We think this is our 11th year doing
Thank
it.
Thank you. That is so and wonderful that you support the artists.
They're just so
way.
Great. They're such great people to work with. And I say this all the time, but I'm going to say it again here now. Particularly for you, Joe. This is going to be great for you.
Thank you.
The vendors that are there, one of the things they love most to do is share their experience with newbies.
Yeah.
Because, everybody likes to help somebody out.
True.
And one of the ways the exhibitors help people out is for somebody who's new, who's getting going, is help them learn from the things they did well and the things they didn't do well.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's great. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. There's, I think there are 300 plus booths.
Yeah.
There's going to be several thousand buyers there from all over the country.
Wow.
Well, and we have a ton of fun buying there.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's what Sugar was all about is me having an outlet to support other artisans
right.
and, you know, spread that goodness. It's really fun.
Cash and carry on Monday. It's a wonderful thing.
Buyer, seller.
Absolutely. It is. And the connections you make, I mean, who knows what will come out of this?
That's the hope, yeah. Exactly. That's how I got involved.
You'll meet good people.
Yeah, you're going to meet great people there. And I remember, and I don't remember the name of the business. And if they're listening right now, text me. Just so you know, I give it out all the time. 207-409-6172. But one of the businesses that was there a couple of years ago, might have been 5 years ago, they had come in studio. It was their first time. We were telling them all about it. It was the week of the show, actually, like mm-hmm. you guys are. I'm trying to think which one it was. Anyhow, they went to the show. A lot of people showed interest, didn't get a single order. And I ran into them a week later, and they were like, yeah, it was a great show. A lot of people showed me a lot of interest, but nobody bought anything. And I'm like, well, you know, you just got to be patient
right.
sometimes. And I happened to run into them again at Home Depot like 2 weeks later, and they'd gotten 13 orders, and they were so
great.
Thrilled.
Wow. Yeah.
If the person is listening right now, text me so I can share your name. But it was just a great story.
Absolutely.
And that's what this show's about,
yeah.
is you go there and make all these great connections, not only with buyers, but also with vendors. You know?
Absolutely.
I realize you're not carrying food, but if you were a food vendor, Joe's got a great contact through you because you love showing off
absolutely,
mean artisans.
Absolutely, absolutely. We would like to expand more into food and edibles. We just don't have you
right.
know the space, but maybe
yeah,
someday.
A lot to
you
it.
Never
yeah,
know.
A lot.
Yeah,
but
definitely.
I mean, if you were in the food business,
exactly,
if you had a
yeah.
retail store, you're sitting next
right.
to somebody
absolutely.
Who exactly. So. Right. These are the opportunities that happen there, and you just never know. It's a crazy thing.
On the vendors itself, you're a community, you're a family, and you know there's so much mutual admiration and support
right.
and uplift, and so it's a really fun, awesome place to be.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. You're going to love it, Joe.
I'm excited about it. Yeah.
I mean, and you like to talk to people, and you meet people very easily, and you're going to have your book there too, right?
I don't know if that's
yeah, you should have your book there. Absolutely.
Yeah,
yes.
So? Maybe the postcards.
I think you should have a book there.
Huh.
Absolutely, because
okay.
what if somebody walks by who's doing books?
You never know.
Absolutely.
Well, I usually put a police line, do not cross, in front of my stop.
That's
and they
fun.
Go, what's that all about? And I go, never mind. Or else, you know, it's a fun thing to do is when I have a booth or something. I
so
go, nothing
not
to see here.
Them.
Keep moving. Nothing to see here. And people, of course, they automatically
right.
come in, you know.
Just don't draw a chalk line
tactic.
In front of your booth.
No.
Booth. That would be
that.
Good.
Now, are y'all going to visit the show?
Oh, we're there all
oh,
3 days.
Good. Yeah. I'll
oh, great.
Our
whole family
by.
Goes.
I,
mean, oh,
yeah,
our
I remember meeting, I think your daughter last
yeah,
year.
Oh, yeah. My kids all have grown up in the show, and they all come, and now they're all adults, and they love going.
Yeah.
So they'll be
I'm excited. I was like, man, what is this all about? I just didn't, you know, it's still a new world for me, so I'm learning as
yeah.
I go. And then, you know,
it's a
I got
good,
involved
it's a good
with
one
this.
To
yeah.
learn with.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Greg Shapiro was,
nice.
Was instrumental.
Yeah, Greg's a great guy.
Yeah, I met him, and someone introduced me to him, and he told me about this. I go, yeah, I'll try it.
Yeah.
So it's exciting.
Yeah, it's a really smart move on your part if you're looking to go to the next level because you never know what's going to come out of it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Great.
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah, I mean... The show really represents, I know it's going to get crazy, but it's still true. The show represents America. And what I mean by that is the show represents opportunity and hope.
Mm-hmm.
It does. Because
makes sense.
There,
I would
there are so
that.
Many
yeah,
buyers
totally
who are there.
Agree.
Thousands of buyers will walk in the door. And all your fellow exhibitors.
Well, and they're
so you
all,
just never know.
They're all celebrating American made, and not
absolutely.
Only American made,
New England made.
So
right.
you know, it is every little company there is in their own small way, creating opportunity, creating jobs, creating you know industry.
I knew we liked you last week. I knew we did. You're preaching to my heart right now.
Well, it's what we believe in so strongly. It's yeah. why we're so proud. You know, and there's so much pressure, especially in apparel. Go overseas.
Oh, forget it. Yeah.
You know. Oh, and it's not easy trying to do it here. And,
no.
you know, we thought, of course, being in the old textile mills, the Pepperell mills, that there would still be good stitchers around and stuff. But no, we're yeah. having to rebuild it from the ground up. But it's super exciting and we're super committed to it. So
you guys want to hang around for one more?
Absolutely.
Sure.
You'll
yeah.
actually close out the show today. What do you think
Woo.
Of that?
Oh,
all right. We'll be back with one more with Joe and Roxanne. No, Roxanne, I'm sorry. All right, it's 8:50.
WLOB FM and AM headlines. Southern Maine was hit hardest by the most recent blizzard. Portland picked up 9 inches of snow so far.